What's up, world? Wait, hold on. Did I just say what's sounded like Sway from MTV? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sway, if you're listening. Didn't mean to take your trademark opening line. But hello to everybody out there listening to me. It's Joe Zen with Popping Questions Podcast number 33. That's right. Last week we did number 32, and I told you all it would start being a regular thing again. And so here I am, trying to stay true to my word and recording another Popping Questions podcast. So this is number 33. Got five more fresh questions, good questions, questions I'm excited to answer, questions that I've barely taken time to think about because all of my advice I like to give you all on advice, suggestions, commentary, whatever it is, I like to do it on the fly. That's why sometimes I have a tendency to ramble, so I apologize for that. But in any case, I feel, this is important for me to be as genuine and as true as I possibly can. So what I do is I just try to answer the questions all in the spur of the moment. That way people feel like, hey, I got an issue. Can you just help me out? And boom, don't even think about it. Just telling you what I think based on what I read right in that moment. And that's how we do things here. Still don't have my guy Jermaine here helping me out. Still doing this by myself, but that's because I'm recording these a lot of times when Jermaine is busy doing other things. Nonetheless, I was very happy to see the response from the comeback last week. I appreciated everybody reaching out and saying how much they missed the podcast and encouraging me to keep it going. And I appreciate the questions that people have sent in. I really do. It really means a lot to me. I'll say that every single week. It really means a lot to me that you all reach out because you just want to hear maybe a man's opinion, my opinion, whatever it is. And I take that seriously. So seriously, in fact, I just want to sh bring up something to you all. I don't get paid for this. And I feel like that's important to say because I feel it's a reflection of how sincere I am. I'm not trying to steer anybody in the wrong direction. I'm not trying to do this for, I guess, I mean, there is some entertainment value, but it's not solely about that. It's the fact that on my blog, untilIGetMarried.com, I share very personal details about my life, and I think that's what encourages some people to come to me with details and questions about their own life. I value self-reflection. I also value the therapy of others, whether they're certified therapists or they're just friends. And when people reach out to me, I try to be as responsible and as genuine as I can in my response to them. So please, I encourage you all to keep on sending me questions. I'm going to do my best to get at all of them already. There's a backlog. There's questions that have been asked that I won't be able to get around to this week, but hopefully in future episodes, I'll try to do that. You can send in questions to me at feedback@untilIGetMarried.com. Also on my FormSpring, which is where I get these questions. FormSpring.me/JoeZenC, FormSpring.me/JoeZenC, where you can send in your questions anonymously. I don't know what you look like. I don't know who you are. I don't know. You could be my best friend. You could be my sister sending in these questions. Don't mean to imply that my sister does. My sister has never ever come to me for advice on the opposite sex. I think that's because I don't know why. But anyway, yeah, so when you send in these questions on FormSpring, keep in mind, I don't know who you are, you're anonymous, and I take that seriously as well. So when people feel like hitting me up on Facebook with the question, or people feel like emailing me with the question at feedback@untiligetmarried.com, understand that I don't give away your identity even if I see your name on the question. That's just something that's just a courtesy I extend to everybody. So don't be afraid. Don't think that you have a silly question. Maybe some of the questions are silly. I'll admit some of y'all send in some silly questions. But hey, that doesn't make it any less worthy of an answer or a response. So I will do my best to hit you all, to get to all of your questions. And I encourage you all to keep on sending me in questions. Now, without further ado, we're going to get to the five questions that have been asked. We're going to get to the five questions for this week. And I'll try to keep these responses brief. I don't know if y'all see the time signature on the podcast, but it's only 30 minutes. That's as long as I go. I try to keep everything under 30 minutes. So just hang around. Enjoy the show. And here we go. No music, because I can't afford to edit music in, or I don't even know how. So we're just going to get right into this. The first question is, I've been celibate for 5 years now, and I just got out of a very on-again, off-again relationship. Basically, now I'm in a situation where I need to get laid. I'm thinking about going to a throwback for the sake of familiarity, but I don't want him to get a big head. Would you get a big head? Would I get a big head? No. No, I'm... How do I say this? You said, let's put together some of these details. So you've been celibate for 5 years, which means you haven't slept with anybody for 5 years. And you just got into an on-again, off-again relationship. And you're thinking about going back to a blast from the past. Look, if it was good back then he probably knows it was good. And you probably know it was good. And so, therefore, you just want to revisit those good times with that old flame. I don't let things like that get to my head, mostly because I feel like this is hard. This is weird for me to say. I'm confident in my skills, so I don't really get too bogged down in whether or not a woman is calling me back, and using that to evaluate. To self-evaluate my performance. I'm humble enough to know when I didn't do my best, but I'm also confident enough to know I did pretty well, and if she doesn't call me back, she's probably in a situation, it was a one-time thing, whatever, but if I go back to revisit those times in my head, and I think, like, oh yeah, she did, like, scream my name over and over and over and over again, so, you know, I knew I did my thing back then. You wanting to come back 5 years later, it doesn't give me a big head, not a bigger head than I already had. It just kind of, you know, reaffirms what I already knew, which is I did my thing. So what you have to be prepared for is him not wanting to revisit it with you. Your head going to shrink? You ready to taste that humble pie when you reach out and say, hey, you know, it's been a long time. I know I haven't heard from you. You know, we haven't talked in a long time, but I was hoping that me and you could get together like we did back in the day. And when you do that and he says, oh, that's cool, but no, I don't feel like going back to those days. Be prepared for that. Okay? That's what you don't understand. You looking at it from one side. Oh, I don't want to give him a big head. Well, think about this. What if he says no? You're going to get a big head. You ready to swallow that pill? The other thing you got to think about is, if he said yes, would you get a big head? If you would get a big head, if you would, like, puff out your chest because he said yes after having not been together for 5 years, then what do you expect from him? Not to get a big head too? That's not fair.
So you're probably revisiting it, wanting to revisit it because you know you both had a good time. And therefore, it's cool because what you're doing is you're not necessarily acknowledging the fact that, like, oh yeah, he put it down or whatever. We both had a good time. Remember those days? Those days were a lot of fun together. We had chemistry. That's what it's all about. It's about chemistry. You know, a person is only as good as the connection that they have with the other person. So if you two had a connection and you want to revisit that because you had a connection, hey, do it. You know, do it. Have fun. Be safe. Next question. Question number two. I got out of a long-term relationship and I'm hitting the dating world, but I'm not getting a lot of interest. I'm a naturally smiley person, so I don't think I'm not approachable, but friends say I still carry myself like I'm taken. What does that mean, and how do you fix that? Well, got out of a long-term relationship. I don't know how long it's been, but you have to understand that if you were in a relationship for a long time, you probably thought that every guy wanted you. You probably like think back to when you were in a relationship and the moments that you would go out with your girls by your without your man. What kind of action were you getting then? Were you getting approached all the time? If you weren't getting approached all the time when you were in a relationship, but you were out in this world with just your girls or without your man, you can't expect much different now that you're not out in the, you know what I mean? Because if I don't see a woman with a man, she's fair game. And so I don't know if she's single or not. I'm approaching her off the strength that I'm attracted to her. And that's what all men do. All men approach a girl that they're attracted to. So if they don't, especially if they don't see him with another man. So you may be naturally smiley person and everything, but are you saying that you weren't when you were in a relationship? I find that hard to believe, if that's your natural state to always be smiling. So therefore, think back to when you were in a relationship and you were going out in the world, you were actually taken, and how often men approached you. Because if men didn't approach you that much then, that's not going to change because you're no longer in a relationship, okay? And in order to change all of that, because you do ask, how do you fix that? I don't really know how to make you look more approachable. Because men just approach what they're attracted to. So you just have to put yourself in the situation where there's a lot of men. Optimize your chances of getting approached and do that. But your friends got to back up with that whole friends say you know they say you carry yourself like you're taken. I think that what you have to look at honestly is you have to look at, like, if you're going out a lot and hitting the streets with your friends, that makes it look like sometimes guys don't like to approach the girl in the group of girls because all they see, each girl represents some different part of the obstacle course to the girl that they're trying to talk to, and they don't want to have to deal with that right off the bat. So just keep going out there, trying to do your thing, smile a lot. That's always good. Always makes you more approachable. But I would say, if anything, lower your expectations, because there's a lot of women out there and men don't have time to approach all of them. So chill out. It's cool. I'll give you this motto. This is a motto that me and my boys always used to have whenever we would go out. Sometimes we'd go out and, you know, you go to the club, you get in line, you see nothing but dudes and like three girls. And be like, man, do I really want to go into this club? And then we'd always say, hey, really? All we need is one. All we need is one. And that's all you need. All you need is one. I mean, maybe you want a bunch of attention, but all you really need is one. So lower the expectations. and keep on smiling. And I guarantee you, somebody's going to walk up to you and say, hey, what's your name? Question number three. I was too timid to express my feelings to my guy friend. He recently started dating this girl. Now, every time I'm around them, my heart stinks. Okay, let's start this question over again. I was too timid to express my feelings to my guy friend. He recently started dating this girl. Now, every time I'm around them, my heart sinks. My feelings are still very strong. What should I do? Y'all got to edit these questions, man. Or I should edit them before we go on air. But okay, so you started dating. You didn't express feelings that you have for a guy friend of yours. Now he's dating a girl. And your feelings are still very strong. So what should you do? What you should do is just chill out. And continue to be his friend. And hope that they're not going to be together forever. Okay? Because you were too afraid to say something. And you for damn sure better not say anything now. All right? Because if I was in a relationship, I got into a relationship. And I had a good girlfriend or a good female friend that had been there the whole time. Then I get into a relationship. She wants to tell me, you know, I see you in your new relationship. I think that's great. That's lovely. But I just want you to know that the whole time that you weren't in a relationship and it was just me and you kicking it, you could have had this. We could have been together. That would piss me off. I would get so upset. So you asked me what you should do. What you should do is just chill out and don't say anything. Okay? Because I'm not trying to hear that. Just be my friend. And I promise you, he won't forget that. I promise you, it will go a long way. Okay? And then you just got to wait. Don't hope. I mean, maybe you want to hope that they don't work it out. But, you know, don't be that malicious. Just, you know, be mature about it. Be an adult about it. And just let them have their relationship. Let their relationship exist. And if it doesn't work out, capitalize on that, you know? But the important thing is for you to stay in the picture, okay? Remember that. Stay in the picture. Don't let that relationship affect the friendship that you have with him, okay? Stick by him. Be around. And do it because you value the friendship. But realize that there is a little incentive in doing that. Okay, because, hey, who's going to be the first one that he calls when that relationship isn't going right, when that relationship is over with? It's probably going to be you. So maintain your position as that shoulder that he can lean on. And then one day, you two could be more than that. That's a possibility. But the only way that remains a possibility is if you stay around and you maintain the friendship. Question number four. I was seeing this guy and then we broke up. Now I've been dating and having sex with his best friend. His best friend and I love each other. How do we go about telling him? Well, this is what you do. Okay? First of all, it's not a we go about telling him. Okay, you two don't get together and tell him together that you two have been seeing each other and sleeping with each other. Okay? If you value your friendship with that guy that you used to date, you're going to have a talk with him on your own terms. But before you two have a talk, you need to see to it that his best friend reaches out to him and talks to him man to man. That is a conversation between them. That is an issue between them. You're involved, but you're not involved in that conversation, and you can't be involved in that conversation. The best that you can do is you can encourage your best friend to have that conversation, because if he hasn't had that conversation yet, and as long as he doesn't have that conversation, he's a coward. The other thing that you have to think about is the fact that maybe he doesn't want to have that conversation because you two aren't that serious. And he's not about to have a conversation with his best friend and upset his best friend over a girl that he's not serious about. So think about that. But you do say that you two love each other. And that's an important thing. I'm going to take your word for that. If you two really love each other the way that you say you do, then the conversation with your man should be, the conversation that your man has with his best friend should be easier to have. Because we're not talking about him just going behind his best friend's back and having sex with the girl that he used to sleep with. We're talking about him actually being in love with a woman that he used to date. And to be honest with you, that takes a lot of, like, that takes a lot of emotional courage, okay? Because men don't like to know the man that they follow. For the guy that you're seeing now to acknowledge the fact that his best friend had you first, and for him to acknowledge that and then say, but I don't care because I want you. And it's because I feel something strong for you. There's a lot of, just a lot of courage in that. Okay. It takes, you gotta swallow your pride a little bit. You gotta go with your heart. And when you do that, I feel like the other guy would respect that. As long as the guy that you're seeing lays it out to his best friend and say, hey, look, I know what you're thinking, but it ain't about that. I'm for real about this girl, and I want to be with her, and I want you to be happy for me. I know that you two had a thing, and I know those things didn't work out, but you know, I just, the cliche goes, the heart wants what the heart wants. And so you have to let them have that conversation. Once they have that conversation, okay, you have to make sure that you have a conversation with him too, separately, okay, if you value that friendship. And you just have to say, hey, I know you two talked, I don't know what you two talked about, but I just want you to know, between me and you, that I didn't mean any disrespect, that I'm in love with him, we had our shot, we didn't work out, and, you know, this is what it is, but I hope you can be okay with that, and I hope that things don't get tricky, or complicated. And the last bit of advice I'm going to have for you on this situation is, do not wait any longer to get this conversation over with. Okay? The longer you keep it a secret, the worse it looks. So say something. Encourage your guy to say something to his best friend, but say something quick. You do not want to let this linger. You do not want this secret to go on, because I'm telling you, one of the questions that he's probably going to ask his best friend is, how long has this been going on? Especially if you guys are making declarations about how you two love each other. I mean, that just implies that this has been going on for an extended amount of time. So nip this in the bud ASAP. Have this conversation. You listening to me now? I hope that you've already had the conversation, but in case you haven't, pause. Don't even listen to the fifth question. Get on the phone and go handle that situation immediately. Don't waste any more time, all right? Good luck. I think it'll work out, though, because honestly, man or woman, gotta respect love. When two people love each other, they love each other. You gotta respect it. Last point. Last question. Question number 5. What is the point of remaining friends with a former flame? He insists, but I refuse to be one of the millions of females that is now his, quote, homegirl. Is that fair? Well, it is fair if you feel like the relationship that you two had wasn't that significant, okay? Because, yeah, he's probably cool with a lot of girls that he used to just have relations, as they said in The Nutty Professor. You know, he's just cool with a lot of girls that he used to sleep with. Wasn't anything significant. But he's maintained a good relationship with them, a cordial relationship with them, and now he refers to all of them as his homegirls. And if you were that kind of girl in his life, you two were just sleeping around with one another. And now you two aren't sleeping with one another. You two were just, you know, sex buddies or whatever. Yeah, you don't have to be his friend. But if you two had a significant relationship, if you met the family, if you two were in each other's lives in very intimate ways beyond the bedroom, if you two had moments where you shared deep, dark secrets about one another, if he's carrying around secrets about you that no one else knows, and you're carrying around secrets about him that no one else knows, then no, it isn't fair that you two aren't friends anymore. Because the relationship that you two have isn't the relationship that you planned to keep it as. And it just really rubs me the wrong way. Because some relationships that I've had, and I've given a lot of myself to them, when it ends, maybe I wanted it to end, and therefore I didn't want to be with them the way that I wanted to be with them. That wasn't saying I want you out of my life. I want to act like you and I never had our moments together. I want to act like you and I never shared things about each other, that we didn't have experiences together. That makes me feel like you were having this whole relationship in vain, that what you really cared about was having a boyfriend for the sake of having a boyfriend. And now that I'm not your boyfriend anymore, we can't be friends. And that, to me, that's just vanity gone amok. Run amok. You got to value the relationship that you two had. Value the intimacy that you two shared. And use that to fuel a better, a solid friendship. People always, man, like good friends have become this very underrated thing, in my opinion. People have all these rules for how they're going to be friends with someone. And then people have these stupid rules about how they're not going to be friends with people that they used to date. Well, what's the point of being friends? Didn't you two share something special between you two, and you're just going to throw that away? If you did have a special relationship, if you did have a bond that was built on love, if you two shared lives with one another, you don't have to do that anymore, but respect the fact that you once did and find a way to maintain a friendship based on those experiences. It's not, in my opinion, it's not cool to just walk away entirely and just act like we never had a connection, that we never were, at some point in each other's lives, each other's best friends. Okay, I value having, being friends with all of my exes, because my ex-girlfriends and I shared things with one another. And we don't have to talk every day. We don't have to be the everyday friends. But they're my friends for life. And I am theirs. And that's how it will remain, because I will never forget the times that we spent together. And those times still mean the world to me. At some point, we were closer than we were to anyone else in our lives. And that kind of thing means that We may not always be that close, but we'll never forget that we once were, and we can find ways to still remain in each other's lives without being too intrusive and without being too caught up. That's the high road. That's a mature thing to do. So just evaluate the relationship that you two had. If it was a significant relationship, then give it the respect it deserves and try to maintain a friendship. If it wasn't a significant relationship, if you were just, you talk about former flame, so maybe that flame burnt out rather quickly, yeah, you don't have to be his friend. But whatever decision you make, make sure to evaluate the relationship that you two had before you make that decision. All right? And folks, that is it. That is the end of the Poppin' Questions podcast. Poppin' Questions podcast number 33. I really hope that you all have enjoyed listening to me, your host, Joe Zen. You all can go to untiligetmarried.podomatic.com where you can download this. Go straight to your iTunes. You could also, maybe you're listening to it on the website, untiligetmarried.com. Feel free to send me in your questions for consideration on a future episode of the Poppin' Questions podcast. Reach out to me at formspring.me/JoeZenC. Also, feedback@untiligetmarried.com. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/JoeZenC. Oh, like the page. Until I Get Married does have a Facebook page. If you haven't already liked it, like it. Liking something, as the comedian Neil Brennan said, liking something is literally the least you can do. So do the least. I'm not asking y'all to do the most. Do the least. Like the page. Alright? Even for my friends who are my friends in real life. Don't be a jerk. Okay? Like the page. Talking about, oh, I know Joe Zen in real life. I like him in real life. I don't need to like the page. Yes, you do. If you like me in real life, you would like the Facebook page. So please do that. Also, feel free to hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/JoeZenC. I'm always there, as loud as I want to be. So, yeah, that's it. Poppin' Questions podcast number 33 is officially a wrap. I hope you all enjoyed it. And until I talk to you good people again, take care and be blessed. Peace.